Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge that you want help with, or you have a loved one that needs help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be talking to Jordan Cannon at the bottom of the hour. His book is 8 Faces of the Goddess. We're going to talk about Tarot, something I've been studying for many years, and the relationship of archetype and the unconscious to health and disease. Jordan Cannon at the bottom of the hour will get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. If you are an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to start a home-based business, and if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, let Longevity help you. Sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, and we can help you build your home-based business and help you change the world at the most fundamental and powerful level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. I want to continue talking about autoimmune disease, specifically autoimmune diseases that affect the thyroid. There's a major link between hypothyroidism and the digestive system, and it especially involves autoimmunity, Hashimoto's thyroiditis in particular. The link between the gut, that is the intestine, and the manifestation of autoimmune diseases of all kinds has not quite made it into the mainstream, although it is approaching the mainstream. I've been reading this massive textbook called Food-Associated Autoimmunities, When Food Breaks Your Immune System. I highly recommend it if anybody is interested in the science of autoimmunity. It's a little bit of a textbook, and it is a little bit sciencey, but it's not all that bad, and it's not really hard to understand. And if you have an autoimmune disease or you have a loved one who is suffering from an autoimmune disease, this textbook really breaks down the relationship between digestive health and food and autoimmune symptoms, and it's not something you're going to hear from your mainstream physician, although, as I say, this idea is approaching the mainstream. There's so much research now that's showing this, that there's a link between digestive health and immune health. It's hard to argue. Not only that, but we know, even the mainstream recognizes, that the majority of the human immune system and immune cells are located in the small intestine. In fact, the small intestine and the skin are where probably 90+% of the immune system is located. The skin
is like the digestive system on the outside in. The digestive system is like the skin on the inside out. Both the skin and the intestine function as barriers. So all this makes perfect sense that you'd have the seat, the headquarters of the immune system located in the digestive tract and in the skin. As far as the skin goes, if you have rashes, if you have eczema, if you have hives, if you have itching, if you have any kind of skin reaction, even acne, you can rest assured that you have some kind of immune activity that's going on in the skin. And the reason this happens is because the immune system operates as a whole. So if you have immune activity in the bloodstream, it can happen anywhere in the body. If you have an immune activation in the intestine, it can easily show up as an immune activation in the skin because the immune system is a system. It operates as a whole. That means if you have a food allergy, it can easily show up on your skin. The idea of the intestine as a barrier is why a broken down barrier becomes critical when it comes to understanding how health how disease shows up or lack of health shows up. Conventional medicine is now beginning to understand this connection between a leaky gut and disease, between a leaky gut and toxins that enter into the bloodstream, specifically bacterial toxins, which are called endotoxins, the most prominent of which are called lipopolysaccharides, LPSs. And although you don't quite hear about it, you don't hear about it a lot anyway, every single, in my opinion, every single chronic long-term degenerative disease has some aspect of endotoxicity or the entrance of LPSs into the bloodstream, lipopolysaccharides. This makes perfect sense if you factor in the notion that our food has changed so dramatically in the last 50 or 100 years. We are all eating, if we're eating the standard American diet, that is, we're all eating pro-inflammatory foods. That includes foods, grains that are GMO grains. That includes processed foods that have super high heated fats. That even includes things like gums and thickeners, which can be very reactive. There's something that's called meat glue, and it's an enzyme called transglutaminase that meat processors will use to make bologna and salami and fake meat products, Oscar Mayer type products, to kind of stick the meat together so it forms a solid mass. Bologna and a lot of processed meats are liquefied. They take meat parts, parts that you probably wouldn't eat, parts that they can't sell as food, and they liquefy them, and then they solidify them, and they add this meat glue to create a solid mass, and they slice it. And that's what a lot of deli meat is. Deli meat is among the worst foods a human being can ingest, most deli meat, not all deli meat, because you can get, I suppose, real meat. But most deli meat, certainly the kind you get at King Soopers and Safeway and drugstores and Walgreens, the kind that's in the refrigerated section and CVS and Walgreens, all that stuff is horrible food. Horrible food. It is not fit for human consumption. And if you understand that many of us are spending our food calories on these kinds of foods, you can see why autoimmune diseases are on the rise. A classic example, the classic example probably, the relationship between food proteins and autoimmunity, between food and autoimmunity, specifically the proteins, is in the case of gluten. And there are many autoimmune diseases that are marked by the appearance of antibodies to gluten. The body will make antibodies. Antibodies, remember, are little missiles that shoot down the enemy. The body will make missiles specifically, antibodies, that is, specifically for gluten. And the classic example of gluten intolerance when it comes to autoimmunity is the case of thyroid disease, specifically Graves' disease and Hashimoto's disease. Both the overproduction of thyroid hormones, that is a thyroid that is revved up, causing you to have diarrhea and jitteriness and anxiety and sweating. Graves' disease is horrible, horrible, just a miserable condition. In my opinion, it's much more miserable than hypothyroidism. Neither of them are good, but Graves' disease, hyperthyroidism, can be caused by the same kind of autoimmune issues that cause Hashimoto's disease, which is an underproduction of thyroid hormone. Both can be associated with celiac disease, and celiac disease is a full-blown autoimmune gluten intolerance. Graves' disease in particular is so awful, and the only thing they can give you for Graves' disease, or the only thing they can do for Graves' disease, is somehow dumb down your thyroid, either with radiation or with drugs, or, God forbid, they'll actually take out your thyroid if you have Graves' disease. And probably some of you guys listening to this program have had your thyroid removed because you were diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, and nobody thought to look for the autoimmune slash digestive connection. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Back with your phone calls on the Bright Side right after this.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and two extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got lots of folks who want to talk to us today. We'll get your calls. Actually, you know what? We'll get your calls here in a sec. I was going to talk about, let me just say this real quickly. Processed meat is among the worst foods a human being can eat. It's right up there with donuts and potato chips and fried foods, fried fats. Processed meat is absolutely horrible, but it's not just processed meat. You can actually have a reaction to regular meat. Obviously, meat contains super important nutritional elements, iron and protein and B vitamins and especially organ meats. But a small percentage of the population is going to react against proteins that are found in meat. And this especially can occur after you've had a tick bite from the Lone Star tick, which can, for some reason, induce meat allergies. And this is something we've only learned about in the last maybe 15 or 20 years, that you can actually have meat allergies, an allergic reaction to steak, an allergic reaction to hamburgers. And that's not even the processed stuff. That's just the regular meat, just a piece of steak can induce autoimmune reaction in the susceptible. Now, it's not a lot of folks that have this, but if you find that you're eating meat or eating a lot of meat and you're not feeling as good as you might want to consider that you have this meat allergy condition. As I say, it doesn't happen to a lot of folks, but it can happen. Now, that's above and beyond allergies to meat glue and other processing chemicals that are used in making deli meat. Deli meat is just absolutely horrific, and I haven't even touched on the nitrate portion of deli meat, which is cancer-causing, although it doesn't necessarily induce immune or autoimmune reactions. All right, got lots to say about autoimmunity and the thyroid and Hashimoto's and Graves, which in my opinion is one of the most horrific things that can happen to a human being, Graves' disease. Can you imagine this when your thyroid is just running on absolute overdrive and just causes total misery, and I can understand why people want to have their thyroid taken out if they're dealing with this. But if you have Graves' disease or you know somebody who has Graves' disease, you don't want to treat it like a medical condition. First and foremost, you want to treat it like a lifestyle condition, and that's where anti-autoimmune strategies come in. We will talk about Graves and Hashimoto's and the thyroid and things you can do about it as we continue discussing autoimmunity. I'm still going to talk more about dopamine and tyrosine, all kinds of great stuff to talk about here on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to our friend Elaine in Alaska. Good morning, Elaine. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I have a question for a patient, but real quick, what's the name of that textbook and who's the author, what you were talking about?
Yeah, this is called Food-Associated Autoimmunities. It's a textbook that's got a lot of different authors, but the main author is a guy named Aristo Vojdani, V-O-J-D-A-N-I, Aristo, A-R-I-S-T-O, Vojdani. He's a PhD.
Okay.
And
awesome.
I don't think he's the only author in the book, but he's the main author. And it's a super cool
Thank
book.
Thank you.
Yeah. So go ahead. What
Thank
were you,
you.
Going
to
ask?
Yeah, I have a patient, a new patient. She's got the unbelievable worst case of hives that she's ever had. And she's on so many medications. And then
What is she on medications for? Oh, it's just for the hives?
Yeah, and it's getting worse.
Well, hang on. Let me understand this, Elaine, because this sounds so crazy to me. She's on a lot of different medications to treat hives?
So she's Zyrtec, Allegra, Benadryl, Pepcid, and then they just started Xolair injections.
You know, when medical people do things like that, it's easy to just rip on the medical representatives who just do these stupid things with a capital S. But why is the patient just doing it? Why do patients just listen?
Right, so that's why she's seeing me, because she doesn't know what else to do. She's doing this medical...
Never okay to take a bunch of drugs when you don't know what the heck's happening in your body. Never okay. All right, so let me just calm down for a second here. Go to the digestive system. You know I'm going to say that, right? So
right.
Look for flare-ups. Look for flare-ups when it gets worse. Now, if it stays the same all the time, it's a little bit harder. But if that's the case, then she should just fast. Now, hopefully she's willing to do that. Or if you don't want to fast, and a lot of patients are resistant to fasting, they just don't want to fast, keep track of all the food she's eating, and I guarantee you, you're going to find some likely suspects. Now, it's not always the likely suspect. Sometimes it's a sneaky suspect. Like, who would think that meat glue would cause a problem, or transglutaminase, or steak could cause a problem? So sometimes it's subtle, and there's little kind of there's some nuance and some art to figuring out what's triggering an allergic reaction. But if somebody's that severely broken out, if her condition is that severe, it's probably something dramatic that she's doing. And so when you see a list of the food she's eating, you're probably going to see dairy, and you're going to see eggs, and you're going to see all kinds of processed foods and gluten, et cetera. So, and that'll give you a good start. But always go to the digestive system. Hives is a classic, with a capital C, case of an immune system that is freaking out. And that always means food.
And then she wants to get off of her medications, and I told her to work with her doctor.
Always work with her doctor.
And I've heard, is there a rebound effect if she just like goes cold turkey, or how should she?
Wean herself off. Yes, she can rebound for sure. So that can happen. Always have her wean herself off, and don't let her and her doctor deal with it. You're playing with fire as a therapist. You're playing with fire if you start to suggest things to her and something goes wrong.
Right.
Have her work with her doctor. Always have her work with her doctor. And you know what? I rip on doctors as much as anybody, but doctors are good people, and they're trying to do what they think is best. And if you have, if you've committed to a de facto contractual relationship, even though there's not officially a contract, if you have a relationship with a doctor, you owe it to the doctor to work with him or her. It's only fair. Not to go to the doctor and then go to somebody else and, you know, who's contradicting what the doctor said, and then to not do what the doctor is suggesting you do. You don't have to do what the doctor said, but you have to let him in on the process. Involve him with the process. You don't have to do what they say. That's really important. But you if you're going to a doctor, you have to involve him with the process. It's only fair.
Okay.
All right.
And she's totally open. And is it okay if I kind of work with you and her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
We'll do a three-way call if you want.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Pardon me?
We'll do a three-way call if you like. Okay. All right, let's go to Anthony in California. Good morning, Anthony. What's going on, buddy?
Yes, sir. I call myself Tony. But anyway, yesterday I was cut off because I was talking about Dr. Peter McCullough, who was quoting the death totals for the actual fake vaccinations.
You're going to send me a link.
No, I don't. I'm not online. I'm sorry.
You're not online.
But okay. So, but there is only one good source of the death toll, and they stopped counting deaths 2 months ago at 4,400 deaths, where people just dropped dead within hours or within a few days of getting the virus. And of course, he was at the Hugh Hewitt show, and Hugh Hewitt said, "Well, how do you know it's caught, you know, if you drop dead one minute after getting the thing, which could happen to a lot of people, what else are you going to blame it on?" Anyway, so today, this morning, he spent the first 5 minutes completely denigrating what McCullough had to say.
Who, Hugh Hewitt did? Wait a minute, Hugh Hewitt did?
Hugh Hewitt did, yes, at 3 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
He denigrated everything he said and came out with the defense against that they told Pete McCullough about was, well, you don't know any of these things. You know, how can you say, are you going to take moral responsibility for putting out false information? And everybody knew. And this morning, the first two people criticized him for the way he handled the...
He did it behind his back. He did it after Pete McCullough left, in other words.
Exactly.
He didn't do it to his
totally
face.
Ignoring he's totally ignoring the death threat thing, death count. And telling us that Pete has no information with
us. Look, that's the world we live in, Tony. You got to take your health into your own hands. You can't trust Hugh Hewitt or any other representatives of the mainstream, in my opinion.
All right,
I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much, Tony.
Bye.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon, and I really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
Vanity Fair is reporting that American government officials were told not to explore the Wuhan Institute of Virology's weaponizing of the virus because it would bring unwelcome attention of U.S. tax dollars funding the Chinese research. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
President Biden and the First Lady will make a European tour next week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. Biden will travel to Britain, Belgium, and Switzerland next week, primarily for the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall. He will be meeting with Johnson at the summit on June 10th and then the Queen at Windsor Castle on June 13th. Later, he'll move to Belgium and Switzerland. First Lady Jill Biden will accompany him on the trip. In Brussels, Biden will participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. This week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the alliance to engage in more effective pooling of resources. Biden will meet with Erdogan at the NATO summit. The president's move to break with tradition earlier this year to officially recognize the Armenian genocide more than 100 years ago by the Ottoman Empire is expected to come up in the talks. While he's in Brussels, the White House said he'll also meet King Philip of Belgium and Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. On June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got 10 years plus of archived information with the search engine. If you miss a program or want to review a subject, hit the search engine at brightsideben.com. You can also check out my blog at pharmacistben.com, and also we've got blog posts and news stories and videos, interviews, lots of great health information at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and to join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business as well. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by me and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including acne and dry skin and melasma and eczema and psoriasis, and for the prevention of post-surgical scarring. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Health is beauty. Healthy skin is beautiful skin, and you can take a look at our now going on 2,000 four- and five-star reviews at truthreview.com. If you want to see how effective our Truth Skin Health products are, you can purchase Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments, with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Jordan Cannon is an author and a student of the Kabbalah and Tarot, and he is also a author of the book Eight Faces of the Goddess, soon to come out, Cannabis and the Divine Feminine. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Jordan Cannon. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. Thank you for joining us. I have personally been studying, I'll say, the Tarot, using the Tarot for many years. I'm fascinated with archetypes, and on this program we talk a lot about nutrition, and we talk about physical strategies for good health, but there's this thing called the unconscious, and there's ways to tap into the unconscious. Talk to us a little bit about Tarot and about Kabbalah and how that relates to our unconscious and our unconscious drives, and also the way our lives show up.
Yes. Well, I guess there's two ways to approach a conversation about the tarot, and I guess two for purpose, because it's very much about duality. There's the structure portion, which might be the simplest intro to it, and then there's what composes the structure. So the numbers in the tarot deck, which are like a playing deck of cards, should go from 1 to 10. And each one of those numbers, and again, this is more of an esoteric, I guess, approach to it, represents an aspect of human being. We can start with the structure, if you'd like,
Let me interrupt real quick. So you say the numbers, you're talking about like 0, 1, 2 that are associated with the cards?
Yes. So, okay, if you take a regular standard 78-card tarot deck, then you have the major arcana, which have a relations with astrology and deities and archetypes in that respect. Then we have the numbers, which, like I said, would be 1 through 10, and those compose the suits. So there's fire, or there's wand, and cups, and swords, and discs. These reflect consciousness, emotion, intellect or thought, and being, or I guess manifest reality. So it's
like
really
the physical,
drawing a line.
The physical, yeah. Would you say?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so could I say spiritual, mental, emotional, physical? Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Each one of the wands, cups, swords, and I don't know what the discs, they represent one of those, either spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. Is that the idea?
Yes. And the Kabbalistic tree of life, which, if people, I'm sure they can look it up. It looks kind of like a tree with a center, 10, 6, 9, 1 is kind of like the middle pillar there. And each kind of level going from 10 to up to 1 goes through the material, to the intellectual, to the emotional, to the spiritual.
So what exactly is a tarot reading? When somebody gets a tarot reading, what does that mean?
Well, I've had my tarot read by not many people, but enough to see that there seems to be, everyone has a different take. And I think a very popular take is that it is one person's interpretation of the cards relative to the information from the person who's having their card read. So someone comes in and says, hey, I want to know about my spouse or my job. And the reader pulls a card and says, okay, well, relative to what you're talking about, this is what this means. There's another that deals with more of an unknown approach. And this is the approach that I think Crowley was a proponent of, where the reader has no prior knowledge of the situation. So they are reading the cards from the void, or reading it from kind of nothing. And the interplay there is that the person who's having it read, and this is, I guess, the argument I would make, they're having the psychic spiritual experience just as much as the reader, because they're interpreting relative to their circumstance, what they want to know about, the reading from the tarot reader. So that's, I think for me, that's the, what I have found to be a more accurate reading, because when I say accurate, the person seems to have an emotional reaction. They find meaning to to the reading that they can apply for later. People can use it for divination, and that may or may not work, but I think as used in meditation is what I found the most value from it. But, you know, divination is always a little bit more fun, I guess. And are you still there? Hello, hello?
Jason, is that on us or is that on you?
Hello, hello.
Hey, hello.
Yes, hello.
Are we on here?
Hello.
Okay, we're on. Hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what the heck happened there. We had a technical glitch. I apologize for that. So what I was asking you, Jordan, is it the idea you do a reading and then you meditate on that reading?
Yes, I mean absolutely. So you can take an approach to where there's three different things you're looking for. You're looking for an understanding of what's going on now, an understanding of what happens to bring you to right now, and where could the future be. And those kind of represent three different columns in a tarot reading. And
all right,
if you start...
We got a commercial coming up, Jordan, so continue your thought. But then I also want to talk to you about how somebody could simply incorporate tarot into their lives if they want to improve their lives or if they want to do divination or anything like that. So hang on to that thought. We'll be back after this break. Jordan Cannon is with us, author of Eight Faces of the Goddess. More with Jordan Cannon on The Bright Side right after this.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Jordan Cannon, author of the book Eight Faces of the Goddess, which hopefully we'll get to talk about here in a moment. Jordan, before we went to break, you were talking about meditation, this idea of meditating on the tarot. Can you finish up on that? And then I want to get into some simple ways people could incorporate the cards into their lives.
Yes, absolutely. The meditation from a reading can be beneficial because whatever the card may say about your soul feeling towards the topic or your disposition towards the topic could be different than what it actually is. So what the card is challenging the person to do is view it from that perspective. So this can be more challenging if it is the opposite. So the standard opposite is Venus, Mars, or receptive, or maybe a little bit more aggressive. But viewing it from maybe even from the side or a different angle, say, well, wait a second, I never thought about it that way. And that's actually a meditation you can do. The more you do it, you start, and the more you learn the tarot, you start seeing it from these sides automatically. That's one of the benefits of studying the tarot, that anyone that reads and takes it from that approach is benefited from, of seeing things from different perspectives, which arguably is a benefit to emotional mental health.
Seeing like the different sides to a specific event rather than taking it on face value.
Yes, because if the tarot reader says, you know what, this is how you're feeling about this certain thing. Well, it may be a little disarming because, well, wait a second, how do you know that? And the better the reader can describe the card, the person understands, oh, I can see it from that perspective now. So it really depends on the quality of the reader to describe this is the symbolism behind this card. And this is what this really means. And then, like I said, the reader has there's an interaction there. The person having their card read is challenged a bit, and it can be an uncomfortable challenge sometimes.
So everything you're saying, it kind of leads me to what I've always believed, and that is we should do our own readings. We should be our own reader. So how does somebody, if they want to incorporate the cards into their lives, what do they have to do? What's the first thing they should be doing, or what are some of the first things they should be doing?
Well, obviously get a deck. And
do you have any decks you like? Are there any decks that you recommend?
I use the Thoth deck, but I use it satirically, which I can talk about a little bit. But any deck, because it's really the the learning of the archetypes. I mean, honestly, you could write the name of the card on a piece of paper and use that if you understand the symbolism underneath the card.
Mm-hmm.
So the quickest thing you can do is learn the structure. The longest, and it's a lifetime of learning, is learning the symbolism behind the cards. You know, what do these things really mean? Preferably, if you can use one with the Hebrew alphabet, because that, if you're using the Kabbalah, the Hebrew alphabet is beneficial just in the learning.
Why is that? Why the Hebrew alphabet?
So one approach to Tarot is that it's an interplay. All the major arcana, or the trumps, are letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And what it's almost like an algebraic formula of code where each letter actually means a certain thing. And these certain things are just kind of slices of the human story or slices of life or slices of experience from nothingness to completion. So then again, I'm not Jewish. I don't approach it from a religious standpoint. However, I do use the Hebrew alphabet and incorporate that because I've learned, or I guess I've taken the education of myself of what each Hebrew letter actually means or what it's meant to represent.
What's the relationship between the Latin or the English alphabet and the Hebrew alphabet?
Well, I'm not really sure, honestly. I mean, you know, the Hebrew alphabet is a little tricky because most people are going to say it's 22 letters. And then if you look into it a little bit more, you can say, well, there's actually an argument that there's 27 letters because there's five letters that have a final form. And the argument that they're separate is because those final forms don't only have different meanings. They actually have a mirrored opposite meaning to the, you know, so I'll use an example. The letter noon, which would be, I guess, in the English language. It's meant to be kind of like a snake, like a bendy part is what it looks like. That's what the letter itself looks like. Mm. Final noon, or noon sofit, which is the final form, is straightening. So it's almost the bending or folding up into a snake, and then the straightening of the snake.
Wow. That's very fascinating. So continue on. I didn't mean to interrupt you. How does, if somebody wants to get involved with it themselves, they get a deck, continue on from there.
And I would start with the numbers. I would start right there and organize them like Kabbalah. So put the one up top and then, you know, obviously the two to three and working your way down. And really start meditating on what these numbers are meant to represent. Mm. You use the Kabbalah for that. You know, each number represents what is called a sephirot, which really I don't even know if anyone truly understands what they are. Aspects of mine is
You're talking about on the tree of life, those circles on the tree of life.
Yes. So if you know, look, anyone can look up and they'll find. I would use the tree of life with 11 because 11 includes the number 0, and each of those it's almost like grandparent is at the top, parent is in the middle, and child is at the bottom. And that is kind of the approach to it is how would a grandparent view this? How would a parent view this? How would a child view this?
Interesting.
And the higher, more spiritual, closer to the source for, aspects of mine are more associated with grandparents.
At the top of the tree.
So 3 would be grandmother and 2 would be grandfather. And the 2, which would be grandfather. And again, the Kabbalah, it's a really easy jump from the Kabbalah to Christianity, Judaism, Islam. And that's, I guess everyone kind of is given their own background. May find a little spiritual unsettling when they approach it that maybe all of these texts are an interpretation of the Kabbalah, which is not something I'm necessarily making an argument for, but there are those that say that.
Would it burst people's bubbles about what the Bible is about and what religion is about if they start to understand this stuff, the Kabbalah?
Yeah, I mean, it's more the Kabbalah, if it's true, if it is, if it's used scientifically, because you can take the Kabbalah as something that you take as a matter of faith, or you can approach it as a scientific formula. If you take it as a scientific formula, then it's making the argument for a very traditional society that's, you know, possibly the opposite of what we have now, because at the top, on the masculine side, is three, which is the mother. So it's actually saying that, you know, women should be the ones leading the way, and the men on the right, the masculine branch of the tree on the right side, are to be the ones at the bottom holding everything up. So that can be work can be a little unsettling, regardless of religion or philosophy. Because
if you're patriarchal, it could kind of blow up some of your favorite ideas.
If you're a thumbs up with the patriarchy, then it would be a little. It would be challenging. It would be challenging spiritually and emotionally, the argument that things are actually reversed is it is the women that should make the first move in a relationship. It is women that should be deciding on the course opposed to men.
Have you heard of this book, have you heard of this book, The Alphabet Versus the Goddess?
No, I have not.
You might want to look into that. It kind of makes the case that the alphabet kind of is anti-matriarchy. It's a very the alphabet was structured in order to solidify the patriarchy, male control, the law, basically, versus intuition. There's so much good stuff here to talk about. We're out of time, unfortunately. I want to get into your book, The Eight Faces of the Goddess. When is that coming out?
I would say this summer sometime.
Okay, good. And it's on Amazon. It'll be on Amazon, right?
Yeah, it'll be on Amazon.
All right, good deal. Jordan, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much. I appreciate you being on the bright side. Take care. Best of luck to you, and best of luck with the book. All right, that was Jordan Cannon, author of the book Eight Faces of the Goddess. Tarot is very fascinating stuff, and there's so much to talk about. Definitely can't do justice to it in 20 minutes. But in any case, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.